like.
In your mind, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. If you'd like to leave a comment off air, 855-200-1776, just press 1. We're waiting on Senator John Hovind as I believe a vote came up, so we'll get to him as soon as he can. Also, in this hour of the program, we're going to talk with NDSU Athletic Director Gene Taylor on head football coach Craig Bowles' decision to go to Wyoming. And where does that leave the program at NDSU now? Also, I want to talk a little bit about Apache sprayers. Here's what one owner said about the Apache sprayers. We didn't look anywhere else because we had our Apache for 9 seasons and had so few breakdowns. It was just very impressive. I was surprised with the resale value on it. It was almost as much as we paid for it new. It's a win-win for me. It's going to cost me less to buy, and it's going to cost me less to own. What more can you ask for? It doesn't matter what piece of equipment you're buying. Those are the two things you want, the lowest cost and the best return on your investment. And it's giving me both. Apache sprayers offer power to the ground technology, maximum efficiency, power with fuel savings, and simplicity. The Apache sprayers, the only sprayer with a 5-year standard warranty. You can see them at High Plains Apache in Frontier and in Mandan, North Dakota.
7 past the hour, Senator John Hovind joins us now on What's on Your Mind. Good morning, Senator. How are you?
Good morning. How are you, Scott? Greetings to Steve, too.
Good morning, Senator.
We're doing well. Thanks a bunch. Bring us inside the conference negotiations in the Farm Bill. What's the latest?
I think essentially we've covered all the points, and, you know, not everybody's agreed on them, but I think we're at the point where we need to have a just vote out a number of these issues and see how it goes and get the conference report to the floor. We've got to keep this thing moving. We've got this time now in December and then the first couple of weeks in January. I'm pushing to just to move forward and get it done.
And we're hearing some reports that the reforms on the food stamps are going to be much closer to the Senate version than the House version. The Senate version, if I recall, is $4 billion in reforms, $40 billion in the House version. Congressman Colin Peterson, one of your colleagues on the Farm Bill Conference Committee, is saying that could threaten passage in the House. What is the number, and do you agree with him that is one of the things that could threaten passage here?
Well, I think what you're going to have to do is look at the expiration of the food stamp provision in the stimulus bill, which was about $11 billion, and then add that to the number that we've got to work to compromise on, which could be in that, like you say, $9-10 billion. So I think you're going to end up in approximately that $20 billion range, which was what the House originally had in its farm bill. And so I think it's going to be something like that. Again, though, we've got to look at the underlying reforms, because the real savings are going to be determined by getting a common sense policy that cuts out the waste, fraud, and abuse. And, for people that need help, they get help, but we keep that incentive to work. And so we're trying to get those kind of measures in there and measures that make sure that the states police it, whereby they actually, they have to have more of a participation or more of a stake in the program, which I think will help for better administering and the right kind of reforms for the program.
If you have any questions or comments for Senator John Hovind concerning the Farm Bill, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Brad in Grand Forks, what is your question for Senator John Hovind?
Good morning, guys. Senator Hovind, it's an honor to speak with you. I've got a couple of questions real quick. First of all, with the Farm Bill, do you think it's any reality of ever splitting the Farm Bill and the SNAP program from one another and passing them separately? And then the second question is more of a personal kind of selfish question. I was convicted of negligent homicide many years ago, back in 97, for a car accident. And I'm curious what the process would be to go about getting a pardon for that so I can own guns and hunt and all that kind of stuff again.
Well, first, as to the farm bill, I think that they're going to continue to be tied together because they're kind of two sides of the coin. One is production of food, and the other is the nutrition programs. So I do think you're going to see them tied together. The important thing is that we get reforms where we have, you know, like I say, we don't have waste, fraud, and abuse. We find real savings. I think we'll end up with about $30 billion in savings in the farm bill to help with the debt and deficit. So the key is to have the right kind of reforms and have common sense, you know, requirements, whether it's on the food production side or on the food stamp side. You know, that work for our country. And so I do think they're going to be tied, going forward. On the other, that's something that you would have to talk as far as the, negligent homicide issue. Obviously, I don't know the facts and circumstances, but that would go through the governor's office and you'd have to check through the governor's office and find out about that.
Appreciate the call, Brad. Thanks a bunch. Let's go to Mark in Grand Forks with Senator John Hovind. Mark, your question for the senator.
Yes, good morning. Republicans, including Rush Limbaugh and Mark Levin, seem to be ignoring last week's congressional hearing into Obama's abuse of power. So I'm going to play a 90-second clip of the hearing for you. It begins with Chairman of the Judiciary Committee, Bob Goldblatt, addressing a question to legal scholar Jonathan Turley, who is an admitted liberal. So his response to the question is quite remarkable.
And yeah, Mark, we don't have time to play the clip. But
90
is
seconds? You don't have time?
No, I mean, the Senator's...
right now, here we go.
Well, I'll happily play it, but we're not going to play it and take Senator Hovind's time. I'd rather ask Senator Hovind his reaction to that hearing over in the House. It was pretty extraordinary, and Jonathan Turley, the professor you mentioned, happens to be a liberal professor, but did talk, you know, chapter and verse about chilling violations of the separations of powers that he sees going on with the Obama administration. What did you think of the hearing, Senator?
You know, I don't know the specific comment your caller's referring to, but in general, I'll say this. Look, the whole point of the checks and balances in our government between executive, judicial, and legislative is to make sure that we do follow the Constitution and the laws. And so that's got to be part of the effort, is to make sure whatever branch of government, executive, legislative, or judicial, that we follow the Constitution, follow the law, and those checks and balances work the way our forefathers set them up. I am, in fact, right now between votes in the Senate where, because the Democrats use the nuclear option, they're putting judges on the bench that are going to legislate from the bench. I think that's wrong. I think we've got to make sure that we have those checks and balances in place, and I think that's what the caller is getting at.
All right, another call, though, this one off air for Senator Hovind that came in earlier.
Hello. Question for Senator Hovind. What does the farm bill have to do with Obamacare? What's the linkage there, if there is any? There's such a massive bill, the Obamacare bill. It probably has some correlation with the food bill.
I don't know of any linkage between the two. And, you know, in the farm bill, we're actually working to create reforms that save money and help with the deficit and debt and get our economy growing. And the way we're going to address this debt and deficit is that we not only find savings and reforms in government programs and spending, but we also get the economy going and growing. So they're very different concepts. I don't know of any tie between the two.
Let's get to John in Bismarck. John, what's on your mind today?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I agree 100% with the last caller. You guys had either a law professor, constitutional, or a law lawyer on a few weeks ago, and you guys must have respected him in his opinion, or you wouldn't have had him on the show. And he stated it only takes one brave congressman, senator, representative, to file the charges against Obama. I'm not even talking about impeachment. All the illegal activities done, file the charges. And I asked this to Mr. Hovind one other time a long time ago, and he said, well, we can't file charges. Well, you guys did when he made the appointments, when you guys weren't in recess, like he said, and we won that. And there's many, 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 many of them. Now, this guy...
John, I got a minute left, so I'm going to give Senator Hovind the final chance to address your question.
In the case the caller is referring to, we filed an amicus brief, which means a friend of the court brief in support of the action. And I do support that action. That was not a legal recess appointment, and I believe that the court will find in our favor. But separate groups brought the action forward. The members of the Senate on the Republican side filed what's called a friend of the court or amicus brief in support. And I do think the court will find in our favor. And again, this is trying to make sure the Constitution is followed and that we enforce the checks and balances.
I know, Senator, I know you've got to get back to a vote, but I quickly want to ask you on the farm bill. Will the vote be done in December before the break?
If it's up to me, yes. But at this point, we don't know yet. I'm trying to do everything I can. Do you mean the final vote or getting it to the floor?
Yeah, I mean, do you expect it? Is it the December thing or is it going to push to January?
Unfortunately, it looks like it may push to January. I'm trying to do everything I can to keep it moving.
Senator, thanks.
Senator, thank you very much for spending some time with us. Senator John Hovind on What's on Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds you to incorporate soy foods into your holiday meals this season. No matter your taste preference, there is a soy food option to help you maintain a healthy, balanced lifestyle. Packed with high-quality protein, soy foods are an excellent way to keep your family energized and satisfied. Soy foods contain fewer calories, less saturated fat, and little to no cholesterol, making them a healthy choice for you and your family. Soy foods are easy to prepare and simple to incorporate into your favorite dishes. From soy-based soups and salads to hearty dinner choices, you will definitely find a soy food option that is healthy and delicious. For free soy recipes, contact the North Dakota Soybean Council or log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Wise up, load up at freezedryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise on sale at freezedryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through the end of the month at freezedryguy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
What's on your mind? Telephone number 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. A lot of things today. The farm bill, And by the way, there was some news there from Senator Hovind, because the number on the food stamp reform is going to be about a, you know, Congressman Peterson was saying in some news reports that it was going to be like $4 billion versus $40 billion that the House had proposed. You heard Senator Hovind say the number is $20 billion, so it'll be half. So that might help the House situation there a little bit. That was probably the closest thing to some news there. So anyway, we've been talking about the farm bill with the reduced reforms, whether you want certainty if you're a grower and willing to give up a little bit of the reforms on the food stamp side, or whether you think they ought to stick to principle on that, one question. The other is the incentive package that Jamestown is offering for a big box store trying to lure a Lowe's or a Home Depot or a Menards to a Jamestown. Most folks thought that was just okay. Send them the tax dollars. Bring some of those big box stores into Jamestown. That one kind of surprised me, Steve. And a new controversy has emerged on the program. We had a listener call right before the top of the hour to inform us that North Dakota's state capitol tree is from Wisconsin. He was upset.
I wasn't highlighting last night, though.
I agreed with him, but Steve obviously has seen the lights of the Christmas tree, and it's mesmerized him, and he thinks it's okay. What was your reasoning again, that we don't have big enough trees in Wisconsin, or you want all the trees we do have to remain standing in North Dakota? What was your...
I'd rather have a tree standing in North Dakota. We don't have nearly enough trees in North Dakota, especially when that wind starts blowing 35 miles an hour like it was last night. Not a fan. More trees, good thing. If they have trees to spare in Wisconsin, I'd rather get one out of Wisconsin.
Seriously? I'm appalled. I don't think...
Actually, I'd rather get a tree out of Montana.
You know, beer, maybe. Trees, no. That's my take. 855-200-1776 with your off-air comments, and here's one of those that came in earlier.
Regarding the use of property taxes in Jamestown to bring in a big box store, I'd be interested to hear what the folks up in Devil's Lake or over in Valley City or in Allendale have to say about that. That's going to pull business from their small businesses as well. Thank you.
All right.
Valid
take.
Point.
Sure. Steve weighs in on our Facebook page. I believe it would help small business. Maybe you don't know, but you can't buy much here. I live in Jamestown. Lumber yards close at 5:30 Monday through Friday, open only until 2 on Saturday. Close Sunday when most homeowners want to buy stuff. You go to Fargo Menards and run into a lot of Jamestown people. If we can keep people here, small business will prosper too. Ed in Minot is going to settle this debate between you and I on where that Christmas tree ought to come from at the state capitol. Ed, enlighten us.
Hey, gentlemen, what would be wrong if we would grow our own Christmas trees at one of our tree farms we own in the state of North Dakota?
Start now for the future, right?
Right. You know, it might take a couple of years, but I think Christmas is going to come again next year. You know, we could do our own.
What's more important to you, Ed, the height of the tree in the capitol or the origin of the tree?
Christmas is the most important, you know. I don't care what kind of tree they got.
Well, at least they call it a Christmas tree.
Well, it does need to be a big tree, though, because there were over three, a lot of handmade ornaments. And when you go and look at the tree, there's a lot of military people on there, too. So you got to fit all the ornaments on the tree. So you do need a big tree.
Let's grow our own. This is an agricultural state. That's what I think.
I'm with you, Ed. I need some more pylon factor with Steve here, folks. Come on, help me out here. Here's an idea, Steve. I'm all for the ornaments. How about several trees? We could have, a tree Christmas tree festival there at the state capitol. How about that? You could.
Well, why don't we just find a Pride of Dakota company and see if they can make us an artificial tree? We'll just put up an artificial tree every year and solve that problem.
Oh, now we're in fighting words. Now you're talking fake tree?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but, well, it would be better than buying a real one from Wisconsin, put it that way. Here's the AP story on this. More than 300 handmade wooden ornaments decorate North Dakota State Christmas tree this year. Governor Jack Dalrymple and First Lady Betsy Dalrymple turn on the lights that illuminate the 25-foot balsam fir during a ceremony at the State Capitol's Memorial Hall last night. Steve was there. While the Christmas tree ornaments are from North Dakota, the tree came from Wisconsin. It was purchased for about $700. Dalrymple spokeswoman Jody Link says it's tough to find a tall North Dakota-grown Christmas tree. Outside windows on the north and south side of the Capitol are also lit up with an outline of Christmas trees. That's cool, by the way. Facilities Management Spokeswoman Rhonda Berg says the Christmas tree window lighting began in the mid-40s. Each side of the building has 20 red and 24 green shades to create the tree. I love that. All right, who's next, Steve?
Let's go to Joe in Minot. Joe, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Steve, you're glad the tree came from Wisconsin?
I'm not glad it came from Wisconsin. I'm just happy we didn't have to cut down one of our trees here in North Dakota because we don't have enough of them.
Okay, they paid $700 for that tree, correct?
That's the going rate.
Okay, let's look outside the box now. What was shipping and handling charges?
Oh, I'm sure that was a little spending. Probably more than the tree.
Oh, absolutely, if not 3-4 times more. That's the problem. We got trees here. I think we can give one up a year. That's the problem with society today.
Well, maybe they should
getting a little lazy.
Maybe they should just cut down a cottonwood tree. Does it have to be a Christmas tree? Does it have to be an evergreen?
Hey, Charlie Brown's Christmas turned out all right, didn't it?
Hey, there you go.
We're all getting a little greedy now.
We have a lot of cottonwood trees along the river. We'll just take a cottonwood tree and put that in the Capitol.
I am with Joe. This is getting to be a landslide. By the way, at least they call it a Christmas tree. I don't want to pile on Jamestown today, but my understanding is they have a holiday tree in Jamestown. A holiday tree. That's lame. It's a Christmas tree. It's not a holiday tree. But our Christmas trees, especially in the state capitol, ought to come from North Dakota. Don't you think? I mean, this would just be a wee bit smaller. I'll live with that. And I love our listeners. Let's grow our own. Let's start now. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Craig Bull leaving NDSU for Cowboy Country, the University of Wyoming. We're going to talk about that with Gene Taylor, the man charged with replacing him. Athletic director at NDSU, going to join us here coming up in just a little bit. Bob is next on What's on Your Mind. Bob from up north. Where up north are you calling from, Bob?
I'm from No Hope, North Dakota.
God bless you.
Do you know where that's at?
It's north of Minot, isn't it?
Yes.
Northwest?
It's called West Hope.
West Hope, okay.
Yeah. About that Christmas tree. I have access to large, there are 40, 55 footers out here, and I could probably sell one of them trees for $500. Just to pay my personal property tax that's going to be going up.
Oh, there you go.
Now, listen
and the shipping would be cheaper, too.
Well, plus, it's taller.
Yes.
Dakota.
What the heck? We'll go for it.
We got a good 15 feet on that.
You got to have a North Dakota tree. I mean, you can't take one out of the state.
Say, Bob, would you be willing to give us your phone number so we can connect you with the folks at the state capitol so we can solve this dilemma for next year?
Yes.
Okay, hang on. There's hope in West Hope, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Bob. Appreciate it.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Wise up, load up at freezedryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise. On sale at freezedryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through the end of the month at freezedryguy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
What's on your mind? I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hennin, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. I get a text from a friend here, Scott. I'm with you on the tree. Chalk another one up for me. So feel free, Scott, to put one in my column.
You got another cheesehead fan that likes Wisconsin trees.
No, a big hunter that I'm sure would rather have a pine tree up for putting a bow stand in or a tree stand in than rather than seeing it hanging up in the Capitol.
Okay,
I don't think you can shoot deer from the Capitol.
We had Bob's offer from West Hope, a good 15 feet and $500. Listen to this deal that just came in during the break.
Yeah, Steve, I got about four evergreen trees. They're about 25, 30 feet tall. If they want to get one of mine, they're going to be more than welcome to it.
Now it's free.
Perfect.
Crying out loud. Yeah, so same size and free. Man, the offers are pouring in here. Jim in South Dakota, let's see what Jim has to say. What's on your mind, Jim? Are you there, Jim? I don't hear Jim.
Okay, put Jim back on hold. Maybe we'll get him in probably some bad cell reception. Let's go to Mary in Porcupine District. Mary, what's on your mind today?
I just wanted to say that, you know, when we were children, we took scrub cedar. It grows kind of close to the ground, and you find it all over North Dakota, especially in the Badlands. And we used to put those together and make a Christmas tree. Now, that's truly North Dakota tree, and that maybe, you know, you have a lot of good artistic people. Maybe they could find a way to utilize that, you know, and show people all the good things we have in North Dakota. That's all I have to say. And it's called scrub cedar. It grows close to the ground.
Great idea, Mary. Thanks for the phone call. 701-258-0550.
By the way, Mary's gone. Where's the Porcupine District?
Porcupine's down south of Mandan, if I remember correctly.
I wanted to see if I could get an invite to her neighborhood. It sounds like fun. Dean in Bismarck, you're next. Hello, Dean. What's on your mind?
Hello there. Today, I was just going to say, you know, this weekend they had this open heart deal trying to do for money, and here they go, and they spend that much money on the tree from out of state. I think something's wrong here.
You feel the landslide, Steve? Swaying?
No, I don't.
You don't feel the overwhelming assault?
Yeah, maybe we could have a power pole for a North Dakota Christmas tree. I'd be good with that. Think we could do that? Just decorate a power pole? We get a lot of those.
Yeah. Okay. Is Jim in South Dakota back? Let's see if Jim probably, you know.
I'm back.
Okay. Hey, Jim. How are you?
Okay. Hey, you know, I just read an article in the paper that the Forestry Department reported there's a shortage and they're not coming back of cottonwood trees in North Dakota. I just read that article.
Let's see. Elms are out, and then cottonwoods are in short supply.
The cottonwoods aren't coming back. And then why don't they just plant a tree? And they, maybe in 10, 12 years, you won't have to buy one from Wisconsin.
Just plant a big old tree out in the courtyard of the state capitol and decorate that one?
All the time.
I like that idea.
That'd be a good idea.
I like that idea a lot, Jim. Thank you very much for the phone call. Let's go to Ed in Bismarck. Ed, what's on your mind?
Good morning, guys. I got a good idea for a Christmas tree for you. And, Steve, you should know this voice.
Mm-hmm.
Just get a heavy-duty or a light-duty wrecker, put lights on it, and call it good.
A little festive every time you're pulling out a vehicle out of a ditch, right?
Exactly. Why not? Give more lights. Maybe people will actually notice us on the side of the road.
Very good, Ed. Thanks for the phone call.
At least it's not from Wisconsin, you know?
Depends on where they get the wrecker from, though.
All for the cheeseheads, but I don't want their Christmas trees in our state campus. And we've solved this many, many ways over here. We have free trees. We have taller trees for a few bucks less. We have lots of options here. We have, you know, the grow your own idea. I absolutely love it. Let's get Judy and Bismarck here on. Good morning, Judy. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hi. My question is, we don't have enough trees in North Dakota. Why don't we take the $700 plus shipping and buy some trees and plant them in North Dakota? Or can't we do that?
I like that idea.
Somebody else,
Judy, I like that idea a lot.
Somebody else suggested just starting now and grow the trees and it'd happen for the future. So.
And in 30, 40 years, we can actually have a tree in the Capitol.
There you go. Good idea. Here's an off-air call that came in earlier.
I'm calling to leave a message. What is the big deal on Coach Ball and his staff and NDSU championship? I mean, come on. They're playing in the into the mud leagues, and they're not with the Alabama guys or Ohio, Notre Dame, or anybody else. But, you know, my question is, what is the function of a university or college? And the answer is to educate people, not to have fun and games and play football and other silly games. I mean, is to educate. Let's face it, NDSU has a reputation that 40-plus percent of incoming freshmen aren't remedial. You know, why are these incoming North Dakota freshmen remedial? You pay enough taxes in this state on property taxes, and most of it goes to the schools, these Taj Mahals, like the Cheney School in West Fargo. So what I'm saying is forget about all this silly sport and running around and throwing a ball and doing whatever, and concentrate on academics.
All right. Appreciate the call. Thank you very much. And, you know, athletics bring a lot of attention and bucks, actually, to schools that allow them to further the academic side. So I think the two can go in concert more so.
But yeah, but if you think about it, though, when you factor in all the academic programs, all of them, you know, is there a net gain or a net loss at the university?
You know, I think they're a great part of the overall atmosphere and excitement, and you could make that case of what UND hockey success over the years has brought to attention for the campus and the school, and their ultimate goal of turning out, you know, doctors and lawyers and folks in the business school or NDSU for pharmacists and architects and engineers, whatever. You know, I mean, I think that, and I think it's part of, you know, campus life, so. His views are, you know, a little bit extreme, but all views are welcome here, so appreciate the call. Gene Taylor, by the way, is going to join us to talk about the big NDSU news of the week, and that is the departure of Coach Bolt. He'll join us momentarily, but we've got time for a couple more calls here.
Let's go to Joe in Minot. Joe, what's on your mind today?
Steve, Joe again in Minot. You want to spend money on a tree, you don't like free, boy, have I got a deal for you. I will match, matter of fact, I'll double the money in the pot to get one of these trees from Bob in West Hope. And Scott, you're in charge of her. Let's get her going.
Okay, well,
I think
Joe,
the governor's office should put out a call in the spring, go, who would like to donate or who has a tree that we can buy from the state of North Dakota?
Sounds like problem he's coming around. He's coming around on this idea. So, Joe, if you're going to buck up, then we need your number, too. So, because your money is going to go to Bob and West Hope to buy the tree.
See.
So, and we'll solve this. I'll take the challenge. Appreciate the call very much. Ricky in Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Ricky.
Yeah, I'm with you on saving the trees in the state of North Dakota, but I think we need to start with the farmers and stop them from dozing them all down, because years ago we had trees planted to save the soils, and now they're dozing all these shelter belts out. And another thing that deal west of Minot, I think we need to have enough evergreens there to take us through quite a few Christmases, and there's some pretty nice trees in there that are just going to die if they don't get cut out of there, because they're going to get choked out.
I like that idea. North Dakota made. North Dakota made. Appreciate the call very much. Thanks a bunch, Ricky. Interesting debate, and we'll continue to follow this. Gene Taylor, NDSU's athletic director, joins us now. Morning, Gene. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Scott. How are you?
Are you sleeping at all? Are you getting? I would imagine it's been a little bit of a stressful couple of days for you here.
Yeah, you know, last night was a little bit better. Just the first 48 hours, just thinking through a lot of stuff. But I think the good news is the players are. Or back to practice. Everything's somewhat back to normal, you know, as much as it can be when your coach is going to be going to another school. But saw a couple of kids this morning when I came into work, and they said they had a good practice, and things felt pretty comfortable.
You've really anticipated this day was going to come. How it came is that the tough part here? That the fact that you're in the middle of a championship run here and get this literally in the middle of it. I mean, you're not surprised that Coach Bull is leaving. You've said that. Given his success here, but are you surprised at how it came out?
No, I really wasn't, Scott. I know nobody likes the timing. Craig doesn't like the timing. I don't. Not the best thing, but based on how searches happen anymore, is they don't stay open for weeks at a time. And when a search comes open within a week or 10 days, those jobs are filled. And last year, the last 2 years, as a matter of fact, during the run, Craig said, I'm not talking to anybody until the run's over with. And he lost out on some opportunities I don't think would have, something he had a really interest in. But as we were talking and said, Craig, if something comes open, you may not be able to hold off if something you really like till the end of the year. And he said, yeah, I hope that doesn't happen. Well, sure enough, it happened, and that's just the way it is. But, yeah, I mean, I was trying to prepare for it, but you never really can completely prepare for it till it hits,
Gene, what's the next step? Is there somebody within the program? Would you like to keep this position in-house? Is there an assistant that's ready to step up? Or is NDSU going to have to look outside the program for the replacement to Craig Bull?
Well, right now, both options are on the table. I think we have a couple of assistants that are very, very capable, talented coaches, and I think if they have a strong enough interest and a willingness to, take the reins, then I'll certainly seriously consider them. And if I don't feel that they're ready, then I would open it up. And I think the candidate pool would be just as strong as the assistants that I would consider. So right now I'm just kind of reviewing all of that. I'm clearly researching candidates. I've had folks send me names, and I obviously know people out there. And then I'm obviously trying to spend a little time with the internal guys, but the internal guys, to their credit right now, want to focus on Coastal Carolina, and that's what they're doing right now. And so when I get a chance, I'll sit down with them and just visit with them as much as I can and just kind of gauge their interest. But both options will be very, very fruitful and productive depending on which way I go. And I think anyway we'll get a very good candidate to be our next head football coach.
Gene, I got a follow-up question for you after the break. I want to find out about some of the comments Craig Bull made when we come back. Gene Taylor from NDSU, Athletic Director. I'm Steve Bach along with Scott Hannon. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com. KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity.
We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Hey, truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, you'll want to check out North Dakota's newest and best truck wash, the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota. With freezing temperatures, now's the time to get rid of that heavy and costly mud buildup on your vehicle. They have two heated bays, $3.5 million facility, and you know what? They can take care of Bakken mud. They also have great VIP service, free coffee, free Wi-Fi, relax in front of the big screen TV, take a hot shower while they take care of your truck and get rid of the most extreme mud, dirt, and ice conditions found anywhere in the U.S. with this state-of-the-art facility. Now with all new hours, open 7 days a week, 4 a.m. to midnight. Get a load of this. Get 10% off between 7 p.m. and midnight and 4 a.m. to 7 a.m. Give them a call. They'll guide you in. 701-628-1550. 701-628-1550. You'll find them just south of the Senex off Highway 2, or look for the signs off Highway 8 at 8139 61st Street Northwest in Stanley, North Dakota. The all-new North Dakota Truck Wash. Check out the new facilities, and you'll love the good folks at the North Dakota Truck Wash. They know how to clean Bakken trucks.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
It's time for another North Dakota Farm Bureau Ag Minute. Why do farmers do what they do? That's the questions you've asked. Dawn from the North Dakota Farm Bureau is here to answer your questions.
Dawn, why do farmers raise animals indoors when they are more likely to carry foodborne illnesses?
That's actually a myth animal rights groups have regurgitated so often, people take it as fact. Animals raised indoors carry fewer pathogens than those that are raised outside. That's because the animals are not lying in their own waste, their diet and environment is controlled, and they are drinking from clean water systems. In fact, studies show that exposure to salmonella, toxoplasma, and trichinella in pigs raised outdoors was higher than in pigs raised indoors. Animals get foodborne pathogens by drinking contaminated water, through improper nutrition, parasites, and cross-contamination with other animals of a different species. By controlling the environment, raising the animals indoors, pathogens are more easily controlled, and a pathogen-free pig is a happy pig.
Thanks, Don. We want to know what questions you have about agriculture and why farmers do what they do. Submit your questions by going to ndfb.org and clicking on the Contact Us link at the top of the page. That's today's What's on Your Mind Ag Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
10 before the hour with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Handel. This is What's on Your Mind. We're chatting with NDSU Athletic Director Gene Taylor about the big news of the week, Craig Bull's departure for the University of Wyoming. 11 o'clock on Saturday, they'll be on ESPN for another round of the playoffs. Steve, you got a follow-up for Gene?
Actually, I did, Gene. One of the quotes that came out, it was a quote from a Wyoming beat writer, said that this was from Coach Bull. He says, I think that you're going to see the lion's share of our staff at North Dakota State come here. What's your reaction to that? With everything that came out, I can understand the timing of this because Wyoming season's done. NDSU's is not. But a comment like that, does that play into some of the anxiety of the university?
Oh, sure it does. I mean, obviously we've got really talented coaches here. And if I'm Craig Bull, I'm saying that because, you know, he understands he's got great assistants that he relies on and he trusts, and they're good people. And absolutely, if I were him, I'd be telling everybody I'm taking them to Wyoming with me too. I'm sure we'll lose some staff, and obviously, if I don't hire within, we very could possibly lose the majority of those key staff members. I think if we do hire within, then I think we would see a couple of them stay back and work with, you know, a couple of the candidates that I'm considering. So. Yeah, it's always a concerning thing. It's not that's not the reason you make the decision to hire within or without, because if those candidates aren't strong enough yet to step in to be the next head coach of North Dakota State, then that's the next person is going to come in and build a strong staff as well. I mean, we've got a great reputation here. It's a great program. People across the country know what we have, and no matter who that candidate is. But yeah, absolutely. If I'm Craig Bull, I'm doing everything I can to take everybody with me because that formula has been very successful here. And he sure, and I would see it transforming to the University of Wyoming.
So your first decision is, do you hire one of the assistants to replace him? And that could happen rather quickly. Or if you don't go that route, let's see what's out there. And, you know, obviously the assistant still could be in the mix at that point. Would that be right?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, absolutely. I could do either one. I could remote him within or say, okay, you know, they like you as a candidate, but I want to see how you compare to whoever's else out there. If they decided to go through that process, then certainly they have that opportunity. And then if not, then they could say, no, I'm going to go with Craig. And then I would just figure out which candidates that are out there and hopefully get a shortened time frame of which to recruit those candidates as opposed to a standard day that it has to be open as 20 days, 20 business days. There's some exceptions to that. I think you can get that reduced down to 10 and then make it a lot quicker.
Gene, two questions for you. First of all, is this whole process a distraction with what NDSU is trying to do in a third national title? And secondly, is NDSU at the point, there's a few programs around the country on Alabama that is the first one that comes to mind, that it's the program. It's not necessarily about the coach. It's the program that is in the forefront, and they just reload, whether it's players, whether it's coaches. Is NDSU at that level as well?
Well, Steve, those are two really great questions. One, the first answer is it has been a distraction a little bit, probably, if you would say it wasn't a distraction Saturday night and Sunday, you know, the kids would be kidding themselves. As of yesterday, when they got back into the meeting room, back into the film room, back on the field, I think that distraction has been minimized because everybody is the same. And I know those assistants are giving them the same commitment that they would week in and week out, no matter what the situation. So I get a sense from just a few players I've talked to that things are beginning to get back to normal. By the end of the week, they'll be focused on one thing, and that's, you know, trying to beat Coastal Carolina. The other point you make is a valid point. I think a lot of people, and you've even heard Craig Bull say this, and I heard him say it to the team, look, guys, it's not about one person. This program is bigger than one person. And that's the way it's always been, particularly the program of the success that North Dakota State has, not only in the last few years, but in many, many years, we've been a program of success. We've had a lot of coaches come and go, great coaches, and we've continued to have successful football programs. I think we've had two or three losing seasons in 45 years or something like that. So we do reload, but we have to get the right candidate that understands who we are as a program, understands our culture, and I think we can find that. And then you'll see us, you know, are you going to win three more national championships? I don't know. That's always a challenge, but I think we'll continue to have success because we'll draw solid candidates because they know about the program.
NDSU Athletic Director Gene Taylor. One busy guy over the next couple of days here and replacing Craig Bull. Thanks for the time today, Gene. Appreciate the update and best of luck on Saturday.
Appreciate it very much. Thanks, fellas.
11 o'clock on ESPN. Another good get for that program. All right, folks, out of time. We'll see you tomorrow on What's On Your Mind. Thanks for listening. Can't wait till tomorrow. Call us 855-200-1776 with your comments on today's show, your suggestions for future guests, topics. We always want to know 24-7 what's on your mind. For Steve Bakken, I'm Scott Hinner. God bless you. Bye-bye.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.